Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: you can't have your cake and eat it too. Mm. All right, one more time. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a guy for 6 months, and he's one of the sweetest men that I've ever met. This weekend, he disclosed some information to me, and I need your opinion. He and I met when I moved out of my condo. He was the supervisor of the moving company that I used, and he was very professional and handsome, and when he asked me out, I accepted. We started out as friends, and now we're in a relationship. On our first date, he said his favorite thing about me was my skin tone and how soft and supple it looks. Mm. I had not had that much attention in a while, so I was overjoyed. Whenever we go out, he caresses my skin with his great big hands and kisses my shoulders and neck. We finally got intimate over the weekend, and it was everything I had hoped for. But then it got tricky.
Here we go.
After sex, we were lying in bed, and as usual, he was rubbing on me and kept saying how he loves my skin. He then whispered to me, "I just want to eat you." I giggled and turned to look at him, thinking he wanted to go for round two. But then he said to me, "No, I literally want to eat you." I looked at this man and asked him to repeat himself. He said he fantasizes about eating a part of a woman's body, and it's a big fetish that he has not been able to live that out. He elaborated that overseas, it's a big thing where a man will take part of a woman's buttocks and eat it.
He said
he's been fascinated by cannibalism since he was young, but this is just a fetish and nothing serious.
Wait.
You heard me.
Hold on. I was thinking you were talking about something else.
Okay. That's what I said. He said he's been fascinated. Let me get through the letter, please, Steve. He said he's been fascinated by cannibalism. Since he was young, but this is just a fetish and nothing serious. So I need to know if this is really just a fetish or should I run before it's too late? Have you ever heard of such? I'm falling for this guy, but I don't want to end up with my butt in a frying pan. Please help me. Okay, I mean, all I could say initially is what? WTH? I mean, really, did I read this correctly? Like, you know, you said in the letter, did you hear this correctly? People don't eat people. That's not what we do. What is he talking about? I mean, this is a fantasy he hasn't been able to live out yet. Listen, sure, he could be just kidding, and this could just be a fantasy, and he doesn't really mean this. Sure.
A booty burger? I don't get it.
I mean, he could just be kidding, but why take this chance? I mean, seriously, he knows too much about it. He's researched it. No, to answer your question, we've never heard of such cannibalism and things like this. I mean, we know what it is, of course, but we haven't literally heard of anyone doing this. And yes, I would run. He sounds too freaky. Yeah, he sounds too freaky and crazy to me. That's not freaky to you?
No.
That's beyond. That's beyond. That's beyond.
Hey, it's beyond. Let her finish the letter.
Yeah, it's beyond. He wants to literally eat you. The term is called vorerophilia, if you guys want to know. Vorerophilia. All right?
Yeah, I knew that.
You knew that. All right, Steve, I'm done. I think she should run. This is too crazy.
Well, let's go over the letter and just go along on the journey that this letter was taking us on. They 6 months, dating this man, one of the sweetest men she ever met. You know, he was a supervisor of a moving company that moved her, professional, handsome. And so he asked her out. She said, all right. Well, they started out as friends, but they're in a relationship now. Because on the first date, he told her the first thing he loved about her was her skin. Her skin tone. How soft and subtle it looked. Girl, the attention about to drive this girl crazy. She was overjoyed. When we go out, he be caressing your skin with his great big hand. Because them furniture moving hands. You know, he got them big ass hands. He picking up refrigerators, couches. You know, this big man ass hand. Kissing all over your shoulder. You got intimate over the weekend, and Lord Jesus. Ooh, it was everything. Then it got tricky. After sex, y'all was laying in bed. You know, just like, oh, he was just rubbing on you. Kept saying, love your skin. Then he whispered, I just want to eat you. Mm. Now, we've all heard this before.
Careful. All right,
most
listen.
Grown-ass men before.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on. We'll have part two.
Oh, Lord.
We'll have part two. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. Let's recap.
Ain't no damn recap. She done got the movie company boy she done fell in love with. And he out on a date with her. Talking about the favorite thing about her was her skin tone and how soft and supple it looked. Oh, she hadn't had this kind of attention in a while. She was overjoyed. Go out caressing the skin. Had them great big hands kissing all on her shoulder. He had the moving man hands. Yeah, picking, flipping, taking whole rugs down by herself down the steps. Picking up armoires and moving entertainment centers. Uh-huh. Oh, this boy powerful. So you finally got intimate over the weekend, and Lord have mercy, it was everything she hoped for. And right after she said everything I hoped for, period, but then it got tricky. Oh, they laying up in the afterglow. They laying in bed just like usual, just rubbing on me. And he kept talking about how much he loved my skin. Then he whispered to me, I just want to eat you. Mm. Now, she giggled, turned, because she wanted to say yes to this. That's what the giggle was about. And turned and looked at him thinking he wanted to go for round two. No, no. Now, you was hoping that he was talking about what you thought he was talking about. That what the giggle was for. But then he said to me, no, I literally want to eat you. I looked at this man and I asked him to repeat himself. Because you know what? If that's what you really want to do, just go and say it to me. But I don't know what you mean by literally. So I asked him to repeat himself. He said that he fantasizes about eating a part of a woman's body, and it's a big fetish that he's not been able to live out yet. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, you need to be sitting up in the bed. You need to sit up. You need to start eyeing his ass, because this is going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then he elaborated that overseas, it's a big thing where a man would take part of a woman's buttocks and eat it.
Wow.
What?
Now, I don't know where in this letter you kept typing, but this would have been a hard letter to type. Mm. You want to eat what? I don't know who this sister is, but this conversation with you want to eat. You gonna take you gonna cut who ass? hold up. In words, you crazy. He said he was fascinated by cannibalism since he was young, but this is just a fetish and nothing serious. So I need to know if this is really just a fetish, or should I run before it's too late? What the hell did you just ask us? Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out if this is a fetish. A man just told you that he wanted to a slice of your ass. just you know, like it's cheese, or like you just a ham, a honey bake sitting up on the table. He was just want a slice of your ass. Cause now he done talking about this overseas. He been rubbing on your skin now. Oh, I love the texture. Now, he said he'd been fascinated by cannibalism since he was young. Mm. but this just a fetish and nothing serious. Now, here go the cold part right here. So I need to know if this is really a fetish or should I run before it's too late. Have you ever heard of such? I'm falling for this guy, but I don't want to end up with my butt in a frying pan. Hmm. Okay, so what is you typing for? Now, you might be falling for this guy, but you ain't going to be able to fall on your ass because he going to be the native.
What?
You going to wake up one night numb. You ain't going to know what's going on. And he going to be sitting over there with a plate with some hot sauce.
Yeah.
And going to have a napkin around his neck. Baby, what you eating? Now, he done numbed you while you sleep. You wake up, your little booty just tingling. You don't know half of it. It's over there on that damn plate.
Oh, my gosh.
Sitting over there, got some hot sauce, and he just chewing your ass, and you don't even know it. So stupid behind talking about, have you ever heard of such a thing? Hell no, we black people.
Yeah.
Hell no, we black people. Now, at first the letter was kind of sexy. Hell.
Get out.
He talking about taking a slice of your ass and you done wrote into us. And you sitting up in here, I don't want to end up with my butt in a frying pan. What you think you're going to do?
This sounds so
you're going to have your little biceps in there and everything else. Like a little thigh meat now.
All right, look, we got to
stupid ass get rid of this food.
We got to let the people know that they can email or Instagram us their thoughts.
Don't email us nothing like this again.
On the Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Or check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.